You're listening to Do This First, a daily personal development podcast that focuses on science fact, actionable steps towards your best year ever. Hi, I'm Santa, your host. Today, we're continuing with our Leave It Better series by focusing on adding value. Adding value is a way of life. It's a concept that goes beyond simple actions or gestures. It is a mindset that involves consistently seeking ways to enhance the life of others, the environment, and oneself. This mindset can lead to increased happiness, fulfillment, and success, both in personal and professional endeavors. I want to delve into the science behind why adding value is important and also explore practical ways in which we can incorporate this mindset into our daily lives. Research has shown that adding value to others can have a profound impact on one's own well-being because adding value can also help to build and strengthen relationships. By demonstrating care and compassion and support towards others, we deepen our connections with them and we foster a sense of trust and loyalty. This can lead to increased cooperation and mutual respect in personal and professional relationships, ultimately enhancing the quality of our interactions and the outcomes of our endeavors. In addition to the psychological benefits of adding value, there are also practical advantages to embracing this type of mindset. For instance, in the workplace, employees who consistently go above and beyond to add value to their colleagues, clients, and their direct reports, and even managers and superiors, are more likely to be recognized and rewarded for their efforts. This can lead to increased job satisfaction, career advancement, and overall success in the workplace. Moreover, adding value can also help to stand out in a competitive marketplace. In a world where products, services, and ideas are constantly evolving and being commoditized, adding value becomes a crucial differentiator that sets us apart from our peers. By consistently delivering exceptional quality, innovation, and customer service, we can establish a reputation for excellence that attracts opportunities and drives success. Practically speaking, there are several ways in which we can incorporate the mindset of adding value into our daily lives. One way is to actively seek out opportunities to help others. By looking for ways to make a positive impact on those around us, we're creating a strategy or a way of living life that is impactful and proactive. This mindset of generosity and compassion allows us to cultivate meaningful connections, to build a sense of community, and to contribute to the greater good. It empowers us to be agents of change and leaves a lasting legacy of positivity. Another practical way to add value is to continuously invest in personal growth and development. By honing our skills, expanding our knowledge, and cultivating our talents, we not only enhance our own capabilities, but also we increase our capacity to contribute to others. This commitment to lifelong learning and self-improvement can create a virtuous cycle of growth and empowerment that benefits both ourselves and everyone that comes in contact with us. This mindset of adding value is a way of life. It involves cultivating a mindset of abundance and generosity rather than operating from a scarcity mentality that focuses on competition, comparison, and self-interest. We can embrace a mindset of abundance that celebrates individual and collective success. Make no mistake, it is a shift in perspective that is characterized by a sense of purpose, connection, and community. Adding value is a way of life. It's a powerful mindset that can lead to increased happiness, fulfillment, and success. The science behind adding value confirms that it's important to embrace practical ways to incorporate this mindset into our daily lives. Here are 9 ways we can all consistently add value to others. Number 1, Listen actively and attentively to other people's thoughts and feelings. By actively listening to others, we show that we value their perspective and opinions. This not only helps to build stronger relationships, but also allows us to gain a deeper understanding of their needs and concerns. By truly listening, we can offer support, guidance, and empathy, ultimately adding value to their lives in a meaningful way. Additionally, active listening offers open communication and trust. It creates a positive environment for collaboration and growth. Ultimately, by prioritizing the thoughts and feelings of others through active listening, we can make a positive impact on their lives and contribute to their overall well-being. Number two, offer support and encouragement during challenging times. Being supportive when someone is going through tough times can make an exponential difference in how someone manages life's twists and turns. Feeling supported and understood can provide a solid foundation and strength to someone who is navigating life's character-building situations. We've all been there. Number three, share your knowledge and expertise to help them grow and learn. We covered mentorship on podcast episode 114. Sometimes the person doesn't need a full mentor, but can benefit from your insight, your expertise, and/or guidance in a particular situation. Number four, provide constructive feedback in a respectful and helpful manner. When providing feedback, it's important to focus on specific behaviors or actions rather than making personal attacks. By offering constructive criticism in a respectful and helpful manner, you can create a positive and supportive environment for growth and improvement. Remember to be specific, offer suggestions for improvement, and acknowledge any strengths or positive aspects of the individual's performance. This approach can help foster open communication and encourage continuous learning and development. Number five, show empathy and understanding towards their experiences. By acknowledging and validating their feelings, we can create a safe space for them to open up and share their experience without fear of judgment. It's important to show genuine interest in what they have to say, demonstrating that we care about their well-being. Empathy allows us to connect on a deeper level with others and build strong relationships based on mutual understanding and support. By showing empathy towards their experiences, we can help them feel heard, valued, and supported. Number six, connect them with valuable resources or opportunities. By connecting individuals with valuable resources or opportunities, we can help them achieve their goals and reach their full potential. Whether it's providing access to information or educational programs or job training or mentorship opportunities or networking events, these connections can open doors and create pathways for success. By helping them connect with the right resources, you can empower them to thrive and make a positive impact in their lives and communities. Ultimately, by fostering these connections, we can create a supportive environment where everyone has the opportunity to succeed. Number seven, celebrate their successes and achievements with genuine enthusiasm. By doing so, you not only show your support and encouragement for their hard work, but it also strengthens your bond with them. Recognizing and celebrating their successes can boost their confidence and motivation to continue striving for excellence. It also creates a positive and uplifting atmosphere that fosters a sense of camaraderie and teamwork. So next time someone achieves something great, be sure to celebrate with genuine enthusiasm and watch as it brings joy and inspiration to both of you. Number eight, respect their boundaries and honor their individuality. It's important to recognize that each person is unique and has their own set of boundaries and preferences. By respecting those boundaries and honoring their individuality, we show that we value and appreciate them as individuals. It's essential to communicate openly and honestly with others, listening to their needs and desires in order to foster understanding and mutual respect. Lastly, number nine, always strive to be a positive influence in their lives. Inspiring people to be the best version of themselves is just fantastic. By setting a good example, offering encouragement and support, and showing genuine care and interest in their well-being, you can help others reach their full potential. It's important to uplift and empower those around us, fostering a sense of confidence and self-belief that will enable them to overcome challenges and achieve their goals. By being a positive influence, we can make a lasting impact on the lives of others and contribute to creating a more compassionate and supportive community. Imagine being known as the pillar of positivity in your respective circles. I'm sure you know people no one wants to be around because they drain your energy and never have anything good to say. Be the opposite. Be the change. Be better. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to leave a review. Follow and subscribe to my YouTube channel at Do This First. You can also read a full transcript of this podcast episode, all 117 and counting, on my DoThisFirst.life blog. You can also sign up for my new weekly newsletter, which will help you get your week started on a positive note, and updates on coaching, books, merch, and my public speaking engagements as they become available will be shared on my newsletter. Tomorrow, we'll continue our series, Leaving It Better Than You Found It. Till tomorrow. Moving past the rain, moving past the pain, or past the color blue. I see power in you. Past world you down. Look around, they can't be found. I see a champion. I see a champion in you.